Welcome to my podcast series, Gaffney Talks. I'm Stephen Gaffney.
The myths of conflict resolution. Well, there are many, but I'm going to give you five of my top favorites. The first one, time heals all wounds. You know, aren't you tired of it? People say, you know, give it time, give it perspective. Or, you know, I thought about it, and I'm okay with that. And then later on, they bring it up like they never got over it. The reality is time does not heal all wounds. Time often deepens the wounds and deepens the problems. After all, consider this. If time really did heal all wounds, nobody would be belly aching about how they grew up and how their parents mistreated them and how it's caused them to have dysfunctional relationships, because it's been years ago. In fact, it begs the question, when are we going to stop blaming other people and take responsibility for our life? Number two, don't rock the boat. Here's the thing. If we don't rock the boat, we won't make that boat stronger. We want to test it out. We want to have conflicts. So conflict is good. Not resolving conflict is bad. But people say, well, I don't want to rock the boat. They're actually more likely to cause that boat to sink. Number three, be diplomatic. Well, you know, I was diplomatic with that person. Really? Have you ever had somebody be diplomatic with you? So diplomatic, you don't even know what they're talking about. And yet, they will rationalize, well, I did tell that person. Often I'm coaching somebody, and they'll tell me how, oh, yeah, I confronted that person. And they tell me what they said. And I'm sitting there listening to them and thinking, I don't really understand what their point was. Sometimes we are trying to be so diplomatic, other people will miss the point. So what we need to do is cut it out about being diplomatic. Yes, of course, we need to be respectful. But the key is to say what we really need to say so the other person understands what we're trying to say. Number four, sandwich what you really want to say between two compliments. You know, I really appreciate all the work you're doing, but what I really want to tell you is that you've done a lousy job last week, but thank you for working with me. Who in the world are we fooling? That sandwich method that was taught so many years ago is manipulative. In fact, how many of you are actually scared? Somebody comes up to you and starts to compliment you, and you're thinking, uh-oh, they must want something. Uh-oh, they're going to tell me something bad. So, of course, we need to compliment folks, but the key is to say what we need to say and get it addressed. And number five, more communication leads to resolution. We need to communicate more. Well, you know what? If communication alone, quantity of communication alone, was the answer, we wouldn't have any problems. Just think about it. We have email, we have all kinds of ways to communicate, and we seemingly have more problems, not less problems, because it isn't about more communication. It's about more effective communication. So when we really are looking at the myths of conflict resolution, which are really the myths of good communication, the key is we need to address those myths in the organization and reset the standards so people are operating under the right assumptions and the right guidelines so we all have better relationships and our organizations produce the revenue and profits our organization deserves. So I just went through the top five myths. The key is to actually reverse it. So instead of time heals all wounds, time deepens wounds and deepens problems. So take action now. Don't put it off. Number two, don't rock the boat. For goodness sake, rock the boat. Challenge people. The way we have good quality decisions is by actually challenging and confronting people so that we hear that great information that makes it better. Remember, how a diamond is created is through a lot of pressure, and that comes from our willingness to rock the boat. Number three, be diplomatic. Cut it out. Say what you need to say. Most executives I talk to wish people spoke the truth and were direct and clear. So speak in such a way that other people understand what you are trying and willing to say. Number four, sandwich what you really want to say between two compliments. Cut out the manipulation. Yes, if you want to compliment the person, but don't wire it with a difficult message. Separate it. And say what you need to say, and if you want to compliment the person, compliment the person. Number five, more communication leads to resolution. No, it's not about quantity. It's about quality. more effective communication. That should be the standard in our organizations. So hopefully these five myths, as well as what to do about those five myths, can empower you to move forward so people have better communication, more effective communication, and produce the results they deserve. Oh yes, and by the way, I'd like to hear what you have to say. What are the myths you've seen, and what are your suggestions? Please share that in the comments below.
Thank you for listening to Gaffney Talks. For more great information, visit my website at stephengaffney.com. I'm Stephen Gaffney.